communicating about a crisis is more of an art than a science. Welcome back to another Crisis Management Minute. I'm Edward Siegel, author of the award-winning and best-selling book, Crisis Ahead, 101 Ways to Prepare for and Bounce Back from Disasters, Scandals, and Other Emergencies. I'm also a leadership strategy senior contributor for Forbes.com. It's always important to communicate about a crisis, but corporate and government executives need to walk a very fine line when deciding what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. If they say too little, they may raise doubts and concerns. If they say too much, they might be inviting others to question or second-guess their efforts to address a crisis. Frequency is just as important as content. If executives don't provide updates often enough, the public won't know everything they're doing about the situation. But if they communicate too often, people could start to tune them out or forget what they've already been told. The bottom line is this: it can be just as challenging to communicate about a crisis as it is to manage one. That's it for this edition of the Crisis Management Minute. Be sure to come back next week for more advice on how to manage a crisis, or subscribe to the Crisis Management Minute wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, it's not a matter of if your organization will have a crisis, but when. And the sooner you're prepared for it, the better.